Ervin Berg Ches Mishnah Tes. Chatzer Shei Pchusa Me'arba Amos. If you have a chatzer that's less than 4x4 Amos, so it's a small little chatzer, even by New York City standards, Ein Shevchen B'Seichem Mayim B'Shabbos. You cannot pour directly onto this chatzer, onto the ground, water on Shabbos. They did not have such great sewer systems back then, and people used to just take the water, the dirty water from their house, and they used to pour it outside in the chatzer and into the Rishus HaRabim. Now, normally, if you had a decent-sized chatzer, the water would just be absorbed into the ground of the chatzer. The problem is, when you had a very small chatzer, and the chatzer would lead right out into Rishus HaRabim, all of the water would not absorb into the chatzer when it was so small, and then it would go out into Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, in one pouring, it would almost be as if you're pouring directly into Rishus HaRabim. Even though you're not, but Lamaisa, it sort of looks that way, and the Rabbanan did not want that to take place. So it's only mutter, as the Mishnah says, Ale im kein asu la uka machazeka sasayim min haneke v'lamata. As long as you make an uka, which is like a little furrow that could hold two sa'as of water, min haneke v'lamata means that once this little furrow was filled up, the water would then empty out into Rishus HaRabim. So it would empty out through a hole on the top or on the top side of the furrow, the ditch. And as long as you left enough space where the furrow and ditch can accumulate and contain enough water, then it's mutter, even if the water actually does go over. Because since it's enough to hold it, and normally small families that would have a chatzar this size, they wouldn't use more than this amount of water on Shabbos. When we say use, meaning they wouldn't have the leftover dirty water of this amount on Shabbos. And even if it ends up being more than this sometimes, that's also okay. They weren't geyser for that. Tezizantiv brings that it doesn't have to dafka be, based on the Rav, 4x4 Amos. Because if the whole point is that's the shear that enough water would absorb in the ground, so even if it comes out that it's not 4x4, let's say it's 2x6, and it comes out to the same shear, that's also okay. As long as it's at least 4x4 Amos altogether. Even if the dimensions are a little different. Bein mi bachutz, bein mi bifnim. So you can make this uka, this ditch, whether it's out of the chatzer, meaning it's next to the chatzer in the Rishus HaRabim. So it's not technically, since it's a ditch, it's not really going to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. It's really going to be a makum p'tur. Bein bifnim means within your own chatzer. But the difference is if you do make it in the Rishus HaRabim, which is right outside your chatzer, el shemi b'chutz tzarich likmor, you have to make a covering on top so that it should be apparent, because it's really not Rishus HaRabim, but there should be a hecker, because in Maris Ayin, people shouldn't think that you're pouring into Rishus HaRabim. Mi bifnim ain't tzarich likmor. But if you're making within your own chatzer, then you don't have to make a hecker because everybody's going to know it's in your chatzer. And the reason, again, that you have to make the covering when it's outside because of like chshad, marasayin, things like that.